Welcome to day 13 of the Revelation Daily Devotional. Today I'll be reading from ESV, Revelation 3, 14 through 22. In my Bible, the heading says, To the Church in Laodicea. Verse 14 begins with, And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, The words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works, you are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot? So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And now for our daily devotional. Our seventh and final church in Revelation, Laodicea, receives the harshest rebuke from Jesus. Unlike Philadelphia, there's no commendation here, only a stark warning. Jesus doesn't ask them to look, but confronts their self-deception head-on. The Laodicean church was prosperous, situated in a wealthy city known for its banking, fine black wool, and eye salve. They believed they were rich and needed nothing, yet Jesus saw them as wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Their problem wasn't outward persecution, but inward complacency. They were lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, a state Jesus found utterly repulsive. This spiritual indifference is far more dangerous than outright opposition, as it fosters a false sense of security while subtly eroding faith. It's a reminder that comfort can be a greater enemy to spiritual vitality than hardship. Jesus' remedy for their spiritual blindness is profound. He urges them to buy from him gold refined by fire, true riches, white garments, righteousness, and salve to anoint your eyes, spiritual insight. This isn't a transactional exchange, but an invitation to humble dependence. They need to recognize their true poverty and allow Jesus to provide what they desperately lack. This process of spiritual awakening often begins with a recognition of our own inadequacy and a willingness to surrender. The most striking image in this passage is Jesus standing at the door and knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. This isn't the church's door to the world, but Jesus is knocking on the door of the church itself, on the door of individual hearts. He's outside, patiently waiting for an invitation to enter and commune. The Laodiceans, despite their outward religiosity, had shut him out through their apathy and self-reliance. This imagery powerfully conveys Jesus' desire for intimate fellowship. He longs for a personal relationship, a shared meal, a deep connection. In an age where distractions abound and spiritual apathy can easily creep into our lives, Jesus' call to the Laodiceans resonates deeply. Are we, as the modern church, comfortable in our affluence? Perhaps unconsciously believing we need nothing? Are we lukewarm, allowing the comforts of our society to dull our spiritual fervor? Or are we actively pursuing the true riches, righteousness, and insight that only Christ can provide? Jesus' promise to those who overcome is to sit with him on his throne. This is a call to radical faithfulness, to a passionate pursuit of him that rejects complacency. May we be a church that not only hears his knock, but eagerly opens the door, allowing him to transform our lukewarmness into a fervent love that impacts the world around us. Pray this prayer. Jesus, forgive us of our complacency and self-sufficiency. Open our eyes to see our true spiritual condition and our hearts to respond to your knock. May we invite you into every part of our lives. Amen.